For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Well, I'm back. I'm barely back, but I'm back from Bolivia and from Washington, D.C. Made it all the way through the Bolivian trip some 9.5 days and had no physical problems, but the day I started in Washington, D.C., got that response from eating the Bolivian foods, and it has quite literally kicked my ass. We got about 16 hours of video. I want to include in this first report a little bit of my meanderings while on a bus at about 12,000 feet high in the Andes. You know, we've toured all over the Chapare. We've visited with some ministers. We've talked to, some heavily armed actors flying U.S. helicopters. We've seen, I don't know, interdiction posts. I think maybe every 20 miles you have to stop and do an inspection. And you know what they're looking for? It's not the coca anymore so much as the precursors, the lime and the toilet paper that's often used as filters. That's become somewhat of a problem. I think they've got it fixed, but Charmin doesn't make its way up here too often. I'll just leave it at that. But I guess what caught me the most, that really gave me a great horror, set my claustrophobia in motion, reminded me of the time I spent behind bars. Well, yesterday we visited the San Sebastian prison here, or back there now, since we're some couple hours gone, I think, from Cochabamba. But it was bad when I walked in the door. And I saw the conditions, and we talked to the people in kind of a day room, and they had a plan. They wanted to sell these toy trucks on the international market. It's something they could do with their select few tools that they could gather together. And they wanted to find a way to better their lives. Because, you see, the government doesn't buy their food. They have to make money while they're in prison. You know, talk about double jeopardy. And their kids live with them. Their wives live with them. It's a desperate situation, and it's caused by us. Yeah, you and me. You folks in Canada, no, you're all right. But it's us, the United States. We insist this drug war continue. We insist the drug war thrive, not the people. The drug war's got to thrive, and that's what this is all about down here in Bolivia.
Please join us in the coming days. We'll delve deep into this abomination in Bolivia. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.